How to hold up a bank. Anyone who has ever tried to maintain steady footing while mowing a steep slope has no doubt wondered why grass was planted there in the first place. In some settings, letting the bank grow wild is fine, but other situations call for a more cultivated look. Combining different types of ground cover can enhance textural appeal and can also provide for blooming plants throughout the growing season. To prepare a bank for receiving ground covers, the existing vegetation must be removed. In a small area, turn over the soil with a spade or hoe and pull up everything by the roots. The new base of loose soil will be easy to plant, although subject to erosion. An alternative, if time permits, is to secure black or clear plastic over the site for several weeks or even an entire season. This kills existing plants, but their root fibers keep the soil intact. Use a hand spade or a bulb planter to create holes for new plants. Leafy ground covers such as vinca, also known as periwinkle or myrtle, pachysandra, and ajuga, once established, will keep weed growth at bay while allowing for the emergence of colorful accents like tulips and daffodils. Where dryness is a factor, crown vetch offers pink and white clusters of small flowers on stems 15 to 20 inches high. A legume, vetch contributes nitrogen and is a good choice for poor soil. Creeping thyme and sweet violets also will thrive in poor soil and contribute color and fragrance. Sprawling varieties of juniper and cotoneaster, both shrubs, are excellent bank holders, the latter enhanced by white flowers and then bright red berries. While both will grow adequately in partial shade, their branches will catch leaves that can be difficult to remove in the fall, so a clear location is a better choice. A trip to your local nursery will reveal many other candidates for ground covers. By gradually building your bank with a diversity of plants, you'll avoid an overwhelming project, and you may discover some new choices that you wouldn't have originally considered to be part of the solution.